This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, have you watched David Attenborough's Wild Isles yet? Oh my goodness, well, it's well worth a watch. Amazing photography of some amazing wildlife, and even more amazing that it's not on the other side of the world, but right here in the British Isles. And it's really inspired me to do a bit more to try and protect the nature that we've got here in Hertfordshire and try to welcome some back, perhaps into my garden. In response to the Wild Isles series, the WWF, the RSPB and the National Trust are working together to bring nature back from the brink. Now, restoring nature, it can seem like a monumental task that none of us can achieve, but as we so often hear here on Environment Matters, if we all work together, nature can begin to thrive again. Now, if you go to the Save Our Wild Isles website, you can sign up for regular updates packed with lots of ways that you can go wild once a week and take action for nature. And they've also got some useful resources on the website itself, which have all been pulled together into one place. So there's a link to the WWF Carbon Footprint Calculator. There's lots of ideas from the RSPB about features that you can make outside for nature. And there's tips from the National Trust about small steps that you can make to start tackling climate change. And it's such a pleasure here on Environment Matters to give a voice to all the fantastic local initiatives that are doing just what Sir David wants us to do. There's the Wildhood Watch, Sustainable St Albans, Supwell Eco Stars, the Grow Communities, there's local Greenpeace and Friends of the Earth groups, so many more. Those are just a few. And all these groups will be stronger and will be more effective with more members. People like you taking action and supporting the work of the group. And joining a group will also link you with like-minded local people and help alleviate some of that inevitable eco-anxiety. Now, I'll pop some links into the notes that go with the podcast of this show, and you'll find on the podcast page of mix92.6.com. So do check out those groups. Find one that you can join. There's resources on the Save Our Wild Isles website for schools as well, and it's brilliant to see that many local schools are already starting to step up and do their bit to help the environment. Alice Sheen emailed amanda.yorworth@mix92.6.com to say that both Cunningham Hill Infants and Juniors have got a super enthusiastic school eco council, both of which come up with great ideas to help the environment. Now, their latest activity was to organise a litter pick where they collected a whopping, wait for it, 62 bags of rubbish, a couple of umbrellas, a bicycle wheel and a toy pushchair, all dumped in the bushes and trees from Cunningham Hill Schools on Selbarns Lane to the Alban Way. Let's hear from some of the pupils who took part in the litter pick. Prepare to be inspired.
My name's Arlo and I go to Cunningham Hill School.
How did you feel about doing the litter pick today?
I felt good because we were helping the environment with all the sort of animals and all that sort of things.
Did you find lots of rubbish?
Yeah, quite a lot of rubbish actually.
I'm called George Deal.
And I'm called Jake Ashton.
And we did a big litter pick. We picked up about 65 pieces of litter each.
And it was really fun.
And we had, and 34 families were doing it. And it was really fun too.
I'm Thomas. And I just picked up lots of litter. And I got a badge. And everybody else joined in. And it was really fun.
Aren't they brilliant? And my thanks to Alice Sheen for making those recordings. Well, Cunningham Hill Infants and Junior Schools are planning further litter picks, so we look forward to hearing if they beat their 62 bag total from last time. And that reminds me, actually, if you'd like to take part in the 8th annual Great British Spring Clean, then you've got until the 2nd of April. Now, schools can join in, so can groups, or you can join in just as an individual. Just go to the Keep Britain Tidy website and you can make a pledge there to pick so many bags of litter or to litter pick for a certain amount of time. I mean, it's just another thing that we can really make a difference if we all work together. And it's also something so easy that we can do whilst we're just out for a walk or whilst we're walking the dog. And I find it helps if I pop my litter picker, or, I mean, you could just use a gardening glove and an old carrier bag, just pop them next to the front door so that I remember to pick them up when I leave the house. Now, another way that you can help the planet is by thinking about the food that you eat. Eating less meat, eating more local, seasonal produce, and perhaps even growing some of your own food. And that's what's happening on local allotments tucked away all over Hertfordshire. And on the whole, they are a happy bunch of the allotmenteers, producing tasty organic food whilst working out in the fresh air and helping wildlife. But recently, allotment holder Keith Adley got in touch to ask if we wanted to hear about something that was causing much unhappiness amongst allotment holders. A huge allotment fee hike proposed by Welwyn Hatfield Borough Council. Well, I said of course we would. I mean, I thought it would be a rather unfortunate story, but one that we should perhaps hear anyway. Little did I know. So let's hear from Keith. Keith, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today. So how much exactly are allotment fees set to rise? And could you give us an example?
For my plot, I was paying £50 a year. I've now been told on my letter dated the 13th of February that my rent will now, with effect from the 1st of April, go to £150.
Okay, so that's from, tell us again, that's from what to what?
From £50
yes.
to £150.
To £150, so it's pretty much trebled then.
Yeah, it's absolutely madness. And very, very nicely on the letter, I'll read you a little bit of, council recently agreed allotment rent should be brought in line with all other discretionary council run services. Invoices will be sent out soon after the 1st of April. If you pay by direct debit, it'll come out 1st of May. We understand this increase is greater in recent years. This may be unsettling and may cause you to rethink your plot. If you want to surrender one, get in touch with us straight away. So nothing saying, oh, really sorry. Just if you want to give it up, you can give it up. The revised allotment rent takes into account increased costs being the experience of councils such as utilities. I mean, yes, we know things have gone up, but we on Welwyn Hatfield plots, we don't get any maintenance. We're not seeing anything extra for this. We haven't had anything extra. Some plots have water. My plot does have water. So yeah, I understand there's a cost for that. A lot of plots don't have water, but even so, compared to all the other councils, certainly in Hertfordshire and in a lot of the country, it's a heck of a rise.
Indeed. Keith, can I ask, were you consulted about these increases?
No,
are the allotment associations consulted?
No consultation whatsoever. We did a little bit of digging and we think that in most places there should be a 12-month consultation. There is an Allotment Act of 1950. Now, I'm not a legal expert and we are considering whether we get some legal representation in this case, but that says any rises have got to be fair and just, and also there should be a 12-month consultation. No consultation whatsoever. I mean, over the last few years, 2020, it went up 5%. 2021, it went up 2%. 2022, up 5.63%. And now 2023, averaging out 200%. No reasonable notice. We got 6 weeks instead of 12 months. And the vague reasons were saying unspecified maintenance costs. And because of a drier than normal summer, which we know that's pretty much going to continue because of the way the climate is going, not concerned on how it's going to affect the local community and the people that are growing.
Okay. Keith, can I ask you, do pensioners or those on low incomes get any discounts?
If you're a pensioner over 65, you do get a discount. But even then, still quite, you know, tough. And there's a lot of people like myself that aren't pensioners. There's a lot of families that grow veg there for good health and well-being for the families, to get the kids interested in veg, to get them out and about in the fresh air, exercise, doing stuff as a family, and also to grow fresh veg cheaper often than supermarkets, and they don't want, you know, to have packaging, etc. And that is going to be a real big hit for them. That's one major thing. The other thing is, particularly in lockdown, it was a real saviour to a lot of people for their mental and physical well-being. So we understand there might have to be a rise. By giving a moderate rise, you are still helping the community and helping everybody with their mental health and their physical health. Even this rise has knocked some people mentally. You know, that's a real big thing, thinking that they can't afford to keep their plot that has been something that helps them. Older people, even if they get the benefit of a discount, older people that may be on their own like the community atmosphere. You know, we'll talk to other plot holders. It's that contact. It's that swapping seeds. It's that swapping plants. It's growing extra to give away to other people. And if they lose that, that's really going to impact people's mental and physical well-being, as I said.
And do you know any allotment holders who are going to struggle to pay this increase?
Oh, yeah, quite a few. You know, even people that, obviously, we know we're in an austerity crisis. We know we're in a cost of living situation with gas, electric, everything else going up. But quite a few people are really looking at it and thinking, I'm going to have to give it up.
Which would be very sad, wouldn't it? Now, obviously, I'm very upset about this. It sounds like other allotment holders are as well. What are you doing about it?
Yeah, so we're being proactive. We're not going to be negative and just let it roll. We formed a petition, which we needed 1,500 signatures in about 5 or 6 days, which we've got 1,500 signatures. We are writing to the MP. The majority of people have Right Honourable Grant Shapps as their MP, so he has been inundated with letters. We're writing to all of our local ward councillors, and they've had correspondence. We're asking particular questions. We're asking for Freedom of Information Act details on various other things, you know, where the money's been spent, what the money's been used for, just to get ourselves as much information as we can. So we're just, you know, kind of grouping together sensibly, calmly, just saying, hang on a minute, guys, we're talking about people won't be able to afford to garden, people won't be able to afford to grow veg. And I kind of thought it was a good positive step to be able to grow veg, you know, to be able to be environmentally conscious, to grow your own stuff, to not rely too much on others. I really don't think William Hatfield want the award for being the most un-eco-conscious local authority. So, yeah, we're kind of grouping together and trying to say, come on, do you really realise what this is going to do? We've got a Facebook group, so we're using social media positively to band together and connect with everybody and to try and get the message out there and to try and say, please, guys, we know things have to go up, but 200% is a bit much.
Indeed, Keith. Thank you so much for telling us about that. My thanks to allotment holder Keith Adsley. I'll put a link to the petition that Keith spoke about into the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. Now, just for comparison, I thought it might be helpful to know that in St Albans District, a full plot cost £50.62 last year and will go up to £54 for the next growing year. If my calculations are correct, that's a rise of 6.7%. I asked Welwyn Hatfield Borough Council if someone was available for an interview about this. Unfortunately, no one was available for an interview, but they provided the following statement. It is never an easy decision to increase fees, especially if they are larger than usual, but we need to ensure that we can continue delivering this valuable service in a sustainable way. The increase of water usage, especially last summer, has been much higher due to the drier weather, and this has significantly increased our fees. Maintenance costs at the allotments have also increased in line with our contractors' costs. We are one of the few Hertfordshire councils to offer a 50% discount to those aged over 65 and those who are eligible for income support. We encourage all allotment users who are eligible for a discount but haven't been claiming one previously to complete and return the form available at wellhat.gov.uk. And they added, we are aware that other allotment rent agreements specify that 12 months notice will be provided of any fee increase, but our tenancy agreements do not. Shortly after I spoke to Keith, Welwyn Hatfield Borough Council met and, in spite of representations from the allotment holders, refused to change their minds and even rejected the allotment holders' petition on a technicality. So things weren't looking good for the allotment holders. However, undeterred, as Keith said, they pulled together, submitted Freedom of Information requests concerning the proposed fee hike, spread the word about the price hike, and crossed their fingers. So you can imagine the allotment holders' delight when, after a tense 4.5-hour meeting in a chamber packed with allotment holders and with many more, including Keith, watching online, Welwyn Hatfield Borough Council voted to replace the 200% allotment price hike with a much more moderate increase that's in line with inflation. So delighted were they that Money Hole allotment holder Mac, who was there in the council chamber, on seeing that the vote had gone their way, got to his feet and shouted, "Power to the people!" Well, you can't deny, he's absolutely right. It does show that if we all pull together, we do have the power to make change. And let's hope that the allotment holder's veg growing this year is just as successful.
Well, what do you think? Have you got an allotment? Are your fees going up? And what does your allotment mean to you? You can get in touch via email. I'm on amanda.yourworth@mix926.com or look for Environment Matters on Mix 92.6 on Twitter and on Facebook. And if you're interested in growing your own veg this year, but you don't have an allotment or garden, or perhaps you just like the idea of growing along with other people, you might be interested in the Food Smiles Open Day coming up on the 1st of April, 2 till 4pm, and it's at their site on Hammond's End Farm. Do go and take a look, even if you're only slightly interested, as they say that they're looking for new members who are keen to grow organic veg, ideally with some experience, but they say that enthusiastic novices are welcome too. And you'll find all the details on the events page of mix926.com, along with lots of other great local events too. And remember that you can post your event there entirely for free, and our lovely team of presenters will give your event a shout out so that listeners can hear all about it. I'll be with you at the same time next week when we'll hear from the woman behind plans for an ambitious new community garden. Until then, thank you for listening.